This recording, California 4, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comic Get Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comic Get Secure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinarian nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district for the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, comma, comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed that vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure.
Okay. I grew up in Thousand Oaks, California, but I was born in Indiana. Well, I lived in Indiana for about 2 years, and then I moved to Boston, Massachusetts, and I lived there up until I was about 5, and then I moved to San Ramon, in San Francisco, and I was there for a couple years, and I moved to Thousand Oaks when I was 8. And then I've been here ever since. My mom grew up in Georgia, Savannah. She flew around a lot, grew up in different areas because my grandma was in the military, but mostly all throughout the South, and same with my dad in Georgia. Mm-hmm. Well, it was really fun. I hadn't seen my grandparents in about a year and a half, and I'm very close with my grandparents. They're my mom's parents. And it was really fun because my mom was there, and my grandparents obviously were there, and then my brother and my sister-in-law and my 5-month-old niece and my 2.5-year-old nephew. So we were all there in one little house, which was so fun. And we went. My grandparents live on a golf course, so we got to drive around in their golf cart and go golfing and go swimming and go to their. We went to their club for Mother's Day and had brunch there, and hung out a lot. And just my grandparents watched the news a lot. CNN is always on, so I got to catch up with my world news, and it was too short, but I think my mom and I are going to go back in July. So for my granddad's birthday is July 25th, so I think we're going to make an effort to try to go see them a little bit more, take like quick trips. You know, we took the red eye on Friday night, so we got in Saturday morning, and then we were there until Tuesday we left. I didn't miss that much, and so it was good. And so we kind of want to do that as they're getting older. They're not wanting to come out here anymore. So we're going to try to make an effort to get to see them more. Because my grandma's going to be 83 in July. Yeah.